20 a.m. and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. All Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets grounded over this terrifying mid-air incident.
Social media video shows that one of the passengers' window panels had been blown out. According to the FAA, when the plane reached an altitude of 16,000 feet, it quickly turned around when the crew reported pressure issues. This happened about 6 minutes into the flight. That's according to FlightAware.
KOIN-TV reporter Jose Aguirre at Oregon's Portland Airport. There were 177 on board. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. Today marks the third anniversary of this.
On January 6, 2021, an angry mob marched to the Capitol. Some were wearing body armor, holding bats in their hands. They forced their way into the building.
Where are you, Nancy? We're looking for you!
Threatening Congress and interrupting the certification of the 2020 presidential election. More than 1,200 people from every state in the District of Columbia have been arrested and charged so far for the insurrection. The federal courthouse remains flooded with trials and hearings stemming from what has become the largest criminal investigation in American history. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Former Republican lawmaker Liz Cheney was the vice chair of the congressional panel investigating January 6th. Cheney was in New Hampshire yesterday, begging the people of that state not to vote for her fellow Republican, former President Donald Trump.
In a little over 2 weeks, when you in New Hampshire go to the polls, the world will be watching.
To the Middle East now, and with the war in Gaza raging, Lebanon's Hezbollah militia has fired dozens of rockets at northern Israel, calling it an initial response to the targeted killing of a top Hamas leader in Lebanon, which it blames on Israel. The BBC's Shaima Khalil is in Jerusalem.
We've heard from the IDF that they responded to the rocket attacks on northern Israel. In the latest statement from the IDF, they said that they responded to what they described as a terrorist cell responsible for the launches. They also said that they identified 40 launches coming from Lebanon.
This as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken starts his fourth Mideast trip in 3 months. CBS's Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Blinken wants to hear Israeli plans for post-war Gaza, and Israel has come up with an outline. Israel would maintain security control of Gaza, while Palestinians would establish civilian rule with the help of moderate Arab states and without Hamas.
Blinken is in Turkey today meeting with that country's leader. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9. On locally grown radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can't miss us, and I would not want to be without you. So tell more people that you may want to have an ability to help improve their health, maybe your family, friends, relatives, whoever. We'd love to have them join us. We want to share the news that you can be healthier every year when you make the right choices. And we talk about what choices are the right choices right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. It's always choices. Everything we do is a choice. And you can choose your health. No, sometimes there are some things we can't change. If you've done so much damage already to your body, some of that damage can't be undone. If you're a bone on bone, you're not going to change that. But you can feel better. You can have less pain. Just a change of diet, adding supplements, pain-relieving supplements, or whatever it might be, there's always a better choice. And we have a great lineup of education. We're going to talk about how to fight off cold and flu for kids. This is the time of the year when more people have cough and cold, and maybe the flu. And then we'll talk about unprocessed or ultra-processed, which is better, highly processed or unprocessed. Well, I think you get the point. Definitely, ultra-processed foods are the precursor to cancer. What is mild cognitive impairment? And young women getting more lung cancer than men. Why? And hidden belly fat is a precursor for Alzheimer's disease. Wow, that's a new one. But that's just new information that we uncovered and wanted to bring it to you. Milk thistle, excellent for liver health and to reduce the symptoms or the signs of menopause. Now, you should cut sodium, but you don't have to cut salt. Now, does that make sense? And here's help for polycystic ovaries. And have you tried raw milk? Here's some really good topics today to help you have better health overall. Now, before we begin the topics of the day, we're at the end of the year. January 1 equals the time for new resolutions. And the top three most popular resolutions, exercise more. Well, that's what most people say every January 1. Oh, I'm going to exercise more this year. Oh, I'm going to eat healthier this year. And yes, I'm going to lose weight again this year. But unfortunately, not everyone is successful. Where do you get the power to change your food choices, your physical activity versus leisure time spent on electronics, on the couch, in front of the TV, playing games, on social media? Why waste your time? Do you want to stop smoking or any other tobacco product? Are you going to need more sleep this year? Sleep is one of the most helpful health principles of all. Not getting by on 5 or 6 hours, but 8 or 9 hours to really charge your health. How do you talk about yourself? How can you replace negative thoughts with encouraging, "I believe I can"? You know, you're always right. If you believe you can, you can. If you believe you can't, you're right. Your gratitude. Acknowledge the positive in your life. However small it might be or might seem, remind yourself every day of all the good things around you. How many blessings do we receive all the time? How blessed we are. Are we thankful for the blessings? God loves his children as we love our children, and we want the best for our children no matter what. Sometimes they're not the best, and sometimes they do not make the right choices. Does that mean we stop loving them? No, we love them more. And that's the same with God. We don't always make the right choices. We don't always do the right things. Sometimes we say dumb stuff, stupid things. We do stupid things. But God still smiles on us. God still blesses us. Are we thankful for those blessings? Sometimes I think I have so many blessings, I don't have time to thank for all the things I have. God just showers so many blessings on us, undeserved, because we shower blessings on our kids, sometimes undeserved, because we love them. We want the best for them, and God wants the best for us. 50% of Americans will make a resolution to change or improve their life on January 1st. 50% of Americans want to change or improve their life. So on January 1, they make resolutions to change their life. By February 1st, just a month later, almost half of them will have given up. In January, you could barely get into any of the fitness centers. And in February, half those people have already given up on their exercise resolutions. Make your plan. Set goals. But don't give up. Write them down and stick to it. Read your goals every day, maybe twice a day, once in the morning and just before you go to bed at night. Read your goals. If you don't know where you're going, you're not going to get there. But if you know where you want to go and you write it down, sometimes I don't even make a plan. I just write down my goal, and I focus on my goal. Excuse me. I focus on my goal. I read my goals every day, and I speak positively about my goals. Not to everyone, mostly to myself, but for a few people that I know that will encourage me, I share my goals with them. If you don't trust someone to be encouraging, don't share your goals with them, because they're probably not getting their goals either, or doing nothing to get anywhere. So they don't want you to get anywhere. They want you to be down in the dumps with them. But never, never, never give up. You can accomplish great things in your life if you know what you want to accomplish. You can have anything and everything if you know what you want, if you write them down, you stick with the plan, stick with your goals, don't give up, and recite them every day. Think about them every day. Some of the goals that I just had, and all of a sudden, people came into my life that helped me accomplish my goal. I didn't go to them. I think you can call it karma. You can call it the higher power. I call it God. God sends the right people to me to help me accomplish my goals. Just stick with them. And you can have a fantastic, wonderful life. So I wish you the most fantastic year in 2024. That all you are blessed with the blessings that you deserve. I appreciate you so much for being part of my life. I don't know who's listening. I don't know who you are. I can't see your faces. But I know many, many people comment to me how much they enjoy listening to this hour. And I thank you for that. You are a blessing to me. I started off my life in a very rough time. I was not a very good candidate for being successful. But three angels in my life changed my life and put me on the right course, the right journey to be successful, to be happy, to accomplish great things. We all can do that. We all have angels in our life that can bring us through the light. And all I've ever wanted to do was to be an angel to help other people change their life. Just to know that maybe I can help change somebody's health or to give them a better quality of life or so they can grow older gracefully. They can be happy and loved their entire life. This is the time of year to make changes for yourself and for others. You can't help change other people's lives and love them until you change our life, your life, and love yourself. Love yourself and you'll love everybody else. Happy New Year to all of you out there. And have this 2024 to be your best year ever. So now, how do we fight off cough and cold in kids? Well, here's some basic nutrition. First of all vitamins and minerals will fight off infection. But there are some very special vitamins and minerals that really will fight off all infections, ear infections, upper respiratory tract infections, kidney infections, bladder infections, all kinds of infections. In fact, scientists in England looked for any connection between dietary intake and use of supplemental vitamins and minerals and the incident of respiratory infection. They analyzed information from over 6,000 adults gathered over an 8-year period. The results of this long-term study was a significant connection between intake of vitamins A, E, and D, and reduced risk of respiratory complaints of all types, including viral infections, fungal infections, bacterial infections, asthma, COPD, and all other breathing disorders. Separately, researchers collected data from 60 to 80 previously published studies on the effect of supplemental vitamins and minerals on preventing illness and reducing symptoms, and found significant effects to fight flu, colds, and infection based on vitamins C and D. C like Charlie, D like dog, plus a 47% reduction in the duration of the cold symptoms based on taking extra zinc. 30 to 45 milligrams of zinc during periods when your immune system is compromised and you're under a cold and flu or you have infection. Normally, 18 milligrams of zinc is a very good intake for adults, 8 to 10 milligrams for children. But in the case of when you are under the weather, 30 to 45 milligrams of zinc would work wonders to help you deflate or defend against infection. Now, how do you cure a cough? Thyme and ivy. And that's T-H-Y-M-E. Not thyme in general, but a herb called thyme. T-H-Y-M-E. And ivy. Both herbs, including andrographis, are very powerful antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, including all kinds of infection, and also for a cure for cough and cold. If we talk about thyme and ivy, patients with acute cough due to a respiratory infection took a combination of thyme and ivy. 87% of participants had significant reductions in cough severity, and the majority of the participants were symptom-free in 7 days and very safe for kids. Clinical trials of over 5,000 children ages 2 to 12 tested the effects of an ivy leaf extract, a chewable form, complexed with gamma cyclodextrin to increase the absorption, to make sure that we are absorbing all that we can of the ivy leaf extract that will treat cough and cold in children. Children with coughing caused by a viral respiratory infection saw their coughing frequency decline by 50% and coughing at night stopped almost entirely in 1 to 2 days. Children with cough associated with bronchitis had a 30% reduction in coughing intensity and also a near elimination of coughing at night after using ivy leaf extract. Yes, that old English ivy, that plant that if you don't stand still, it'll grow right over you. Well, I should say, if you stand still, will grow right over you. Those that go up the roof of a house and down the other side. Ivy grows tremendously and very proficiently. But the leaves contain a very potent component that breaks up the mucus. Doesn't suppress the cough. It relieves the cough. You don't want to suppress a cough because a cough is a natural response to cough out something, to eliminate something. But using ivy eliminates coughing at night and relieves the intensity of cough and the reduction in coughing daily. Andrographis, one of my favorite herbs. It's an Indian herb, been used in Ayurvedic medicine for hundreds and hundreds of years. And in a review of 33 clinical trials on andrographis, including 7,000 participants, andrographis significantly reduced cough, sore throat in both adults and children. Yes, children can use andrographis. Very, very safe. No known side effects, no adverse events, nothing to fear. But let me point out, because I learned my lesson, a lady called me one day and asked if her children could use andrographis. And I was so happy to tell her that, yes, your children can use andrographis. Does not have any side effects. It works great and effective for cough and cold. And that's the reason she was calling, because her children were coughing and have a cold. And andrographis is so superior in reducing the cough and sore throat and cold and flu in both adults and children, of course. And I was so happy to tell her that. But I failed to tell her that andrographis is the king of bitters. It is very, very bitter. You would never want to drink andrographis tea, and even sometimes in tablets that are not highly coated, they still have a very bitter taste. Well, this lady called me up in a few weeks, the same lady, and said, you once told me that I could use andrographis for my children. Well, I tried that. I opened up the capsules and dumped it in their food, and they all spit it out. Oh, my fault. My fault. I should have warned her that it had a very, very bitter taste. You have to swallow it in capsules in order for it to have an effect, because it's so bitter, you cannot tolerate the taste. And of course, I don't disagree with the kids. They spit it out. I would too. So it has to be swallowed in a capsule. I don't think you can disguise it in any other way. But if children can swallow the capsule, it has a great effect in helping children get over a cough, sore throat, or the flu. It's antiviral, very powerful antiviral. But it's also very effective in curing liver disease, fatty liver disease, also for brain function, for arthritis. Andrographis is one of the most powerful anti-cancer botanicals. It's been studied in many tests with cancer and tumors, reducing the tumors in animals within 21 days by 90%. Very, very effective. So these are very, IV and Thyme, andrographis, they're very, very powerful. And I don't want to leave one other herb out, and that is propolis. Propolis is a very powerful antimicrobial. It kills all forms of pathogens, whether it's bacteria, viruses, or fungus. It'll kill off all the pathogens. And also, too, very, very safe. So here is the wonder of herbal medicine. IV, Thyme, andrographis, propolis, they're all powerful antimicrobials. That means they kill all types of pathogens, kill all kinds of infection, but no side effects. There are no side effects with thyme, no side effects with IV, andrographis, or propolis. And propolis is very, very easy to use for children. No bitter taste. And it can be found as a chewable tablet with cyclodextrin, gamma cyclodextrin, as a carrier to make sure that all of the propolis is absorbed systemically. It gets into the bloodstream. It circulates throughout the entire body. It reduces cough and cold and infection. So rather, I would say, andrographis for all those children that can swallow a capsule and adults. But for smaller children, even infants, you can take a capsule of propolis and even sprinkle a little bit on their tongue, or even a smaller infant, you can add propolis to the bottle. And you can give it to them any way you possibly can, even if you mix it with applesauce or peanut butter or almond butter or whatever avenue that you choose to mix propolis with and feed it to your children. Very, very effective for all kinds of infection, including ear infection. What about unprocessed food and its effect on cancer? Now, here's the topic I want to discuss with you, to share with you the information that we found on increasing the risk of mouth and throat cancer through ultra-processed foods. But we're running out of time in this half hour. I'm not going anywhere. I don't want you to go anywhere. You're going to miss a lot of good information that may help change your life. It'll definitely change your health, but I don't want you to miss any of this either. And I've only got about 30 seconds, 30 to 60 seconds before we break for commercials. So I want to remind you that if you want more information, more education. Go to my website, terrytalksnutrition.com, and there you can listen to my radio show live at the same time we're broadcasting anywhere around the world. But the only thing you have to keep in mind is you have to change your time to be on the same time we are here in the Central Standard Time in the USA. You can also find all of my radio shows that are archived on the website. You can also read my newsletters. I send out a new newsletter every Friday to your email address, and they're all archived on my website as well. So you can listen, read, view all kinds of good scientific information on my website. So we're going to pause. Don't go anywhere. We'll come back right after these commercials, right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. And welcome back, my friends. We're back here with Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. And we're here to share with you more information. As I just mentioned, that, of course, cancer is being increased quite dramatically throughout the United States. So, what can we do to prevent, reverse, possibly cure cancer? Well, the problem is, so often we don't take in mind the things that we can actually change. Like, why do we want to eat ultra-processed foods, which are responsible for the cancer increase? What are the causes, I should say? There are many causes. Smoking and obesity. In fact, the combination of smoking and obesity actually are the cause of about 70% of all cancer. Now, we can stop smoking. That reduces cancer drastically. We don't have to be obese. That's our choice. Nobody is forcing anyone to eat to get to be so overweight that they're obese. It just doesn't make any sense. And there's nobody forcing us to eat ultra-processed foods, which has increased the risk of mouth and throat cancer. In a recently published international journal, suggesting that a research team, analyzed dietary and lifestyle data collected from over 450,000 adults over 14 years. The result of this study, a 10% increase consumption of ultra-processed food was associated with an almost 25% increase in head, neck, and esophageal cancer. The authors of the study point to artificial sweeteners, number one, artificial sweeteners for increasing the risk of mouth, throat, esophageal cancer. I guess if you had to use a little sweetener, why not try honey? Even a little bit of sugar and not overdoing it would be far, far better than consuming artificial sweeteners. They're ruining your health, destroying your health. The authors of the study also point out that artificial sweeteners and packaging contaminants as one of the explanations. Paper used to package processed foods has been found to contain PFAS, otherwise known as forever chemicals. They're associated with cancer. A study on paper drinking straws found that 90% of the paper and bamboo straws sampled contained these chemical toxins. And the only safe straws, based on the study, were stainless steel straws that were free of PFAS. And a stainless steel straw can be used over and over again and not harming the environmental changes in the world. So we have a chance to make some differences in our health and in our environment. So start today to get rid of artificial sweeteners in your life and to avoid packaging as much as you possibly can and paper straws. Have you ever thought about what causes short-term memory loss? Why can't you think? Why isn't the word that you're trying to say sliding off the end of your tongue? Why do you have such a hard time saying what you want to say? Why can't you concentrate? Why can't you think more clearly? So what is mild cognitive impairment? Mild memory problems are often reversible. Did you know that? If they're mild memory problems, we can reverse them. Mild cognitive impairment refers to problems with memory, with judgment, that are not disabling, but go beyond the occasional slips everyone experiences, which symptoms include forgotten appointments, regularly misplaced things. Where did I put my keys? I just walked into the kitchen. What was I going? Why did I come into the kitchen? What am I doing here? Trouble following the plot of a book or a movie. Difficulty navigating well-known places. Now, some of these things, just because you're not interested, maybe you don't like the movie, so you don't pay much attention to the movie. So you don't understand it, is okay. But if you want to get involved with a book or a movie, but you have a hard time understanding the plot, or if you don't know where you're going, you have difficulty getting where you want to get, and you just don't understand the route, and you misplace things all the time. If you have mild cognitive impairment, which has many causes, they can be reversible. Low thyroid is a common condition. Hypothyroidism is a common condition causing mild cognitive impairment. Are your hands and feet cold? Do you gain weight easily? Low thyroid means you have a low metabolism. You're tired all the time. You have constant fatigue. Your hair is falling out, especially in women. You have swollen ankles, swollen calves, early in the morning when you get out of bed. You look in the mirror and you have a puffy face. The outer third of your eyebrows are missing. These are some of the common symptoms associated with low thyroid. You may have depression. You may have sleep apathy. Uncontrolled diabetes. Side effect of prescription drugs. You may want to talk to your doctor if you or a family member notices change in your mental function. For a natural boost for focus and memory, try a combination of Greek mountain tea and bacopa. Greek mountain tea, of course, comes from Greece and has been used for hundreds of years, even back to the time when shepherds were out tending their flock in the mountains, and they would pick this plant, and it became known as shepherd's tea or Greek mountain tea because it was picked from the Greek mountains to be used as a beverage by the shepherds when they were tending their flock. They felt better. They had more resiliency. They felt warmer. They just felt better overall. And all they were doing was picking a wild weed. But now we know that it has tremendous benefits and has been used as a tea for hundreds of years. That combined with bacopa, which is an Indian herb, been used in Ayurvedic medicine for thousands of years. So the combination of Greek mountain tea and bacopa would be a wonderful combination as a natural boost for poor memory, loss of focus, loss of concentration. You just can't think right. You can't think of the word you want to say. Sometimes your words just don't come out as easily as when you were younger. You have a hard time explaining what you're trying to explain. You just don't get the grasp of your words. And this combination of Greek mountain tea and bacopa improves memory, improves focus, concentration, and you become much better in the language. Young women are today getting more lung cancer than men. Why are more young women getting cancer of the lungs? Women between the ages of 35 and 54, including women who have never ever smoked, are being diagnosed with lung cancer at higher rates than men in that same age group. Why? Well, the why is still not understood. Is it secondhand smoke exposure? Maybe. Are women more susceptible to air pollution? Maybe. Do women detoxify carcinogens, cancer-causing chemicals, differently than men? Maybe. By the time most people are diagnosed with lung cancer, it is often in the advanced stage or has spread, metastasized, and maybe at stage 3 and 4 before it's diagnosed at a very, very late stage, much more difficult to reverse, treat, and cure. So if you experience a number of symptoms, talk to your doctor or your healthcare provider. If you have a lasting cough, or you're coughing up blood, chest pain, wheezing, fatigue, weight loss. These are some of the symptoms that might be the cause of an individual who may be later diagnosed with lung cancer. Don't wait. If you have these symptoms, see your doctor. But you can keep your lungs healthy. And you can reduce your risk of lung cancer by, first of all, not smoking and avoiding secondhand smoke and exercising. Women who exercise vigorously more than once a week are 29% less likely to develop lung cancer than non-exercisers. Watch what you eat. In a study of over 1,000 people, those who ate diets with high glycemic index, that means a lot of sugar, a lot of carbohydrates, high glycemic index, that means a lot of sugar, or a lot of carbohydrates, which eventually will convert to sugar in the body. Those that consumed a lot of sugar had a 49% increased risk of lung cancer, even if they never smoked in their life. Sugar and carbohydrates, excessive carbohydrates, we need some. But the less you do without carbohydrates, the more healthy you'll be. I would recommend following the ketogenic diet. If you are susceptible to cancer, or if it runs in the family, or you just want to decrease the risk of cancer, follow the ketogenic diet, a diet in healthy proteins, healthy fats. Yes, we need lots of fats, butter, cream, lard, olive oil, whatever. But fats are important for the health of our body. And then very low carbohydrates, no sugar. Oh, I know, I'm spoiling your life. Yeah, I'm spoiling your diet. I'm spoiling your pleasure. But I want you to be healthy. Lowering your high glycemic foods will go a long way improving your health. If you want more information, go to this website, www.ketogenicdietresource.com, or go to www.dietdoctor. Both are extremely valuable in helping you to select a ketogenic diet and the benefits that it brings to you. Tremendous benefits. Lowering your carbohydrates, I would say at least down to 75 grams per day. In most cases, the American diet is up to 400 to 500 grams of carbohydrates. Your body can't handle that. It all turns to sugar. And most of those carbohydrates have added sugars. You can also add boswellia. Boswellia is a tree growing in India, Africa, and some of the Arabian countries. It reduces cancer cells on its own. Boswellia actually reduces cancer cells on its own and also increases the effectiveness of conventional cancer drugs. And boswellia opens airways, reduces bronchial and sinus swelling, and is a very specific inhibitor of the 5-lux enzyme, which is associated with reduction of inflammation of the lungs. And there is no drug developed today that has an effect as an inhibitor of the 5-lux pathway or the 5-lux enzyme. Boswellia is one of those powerful herbs that inhibits the 5-lux pathway. It reduces the quantity of leukotrienes being produced. The higher level of leukotrienes, the more damage you're doing to your lungs, COPD, asthma. Boswellia is one of those specific herbs that has an effect on reducing and inhibiting the function of the 5-lux pathway. What about the hidden belly fat? Well, in most cases, I don't think it's hidden. I think you can see plenty of belly fat all across America. Nobody is hiding it very well. Unfortunately, all that fat is the most dangerous fat in our body. And now it has an effect on Alzheimer's disease. The fat that is in our belly, the beer belly, the bread belly, all that is called visceral abdominal fat, and is the fat that's inside the body, surrounding the liver, kidneys, and other organs. Visceral fat can't be seen often. So someone can have a relatively flat stomach and still have visceral fat. They are thin outside, fat inside. Visceral fat is very dangerous because it produces inflammatory proteins and hormones that damage the body and increase the risk of diseases of all kinds. In a new study, researchers use MRI imaging to measure visceral fat in 10,000 adults in their 40s and 50s with normal mental function. The subject of this study, having the highest amount of visceral fat, also had the greatest amount of tissue loss in areas of the brain associated with memory. Being fat is a major cause of many diseases. It's not just being out of shape. It's just not showing that you have a big belly or you have belly fat. In some cases, it's not even seen. But because of the visceral fat that's in the body, in the abdominal cavity, dementia and Alzheimer's disease don't usually manifest until people are in their 60s or 70s. So this study may have found one of the first changes that eventually results in Alzheimer's disease and later in life. Get fit. Food is your best medicine. Choose a healthy diet and eliminate the junk, the ultra-processed foods, the refined and processed foods, the junk foods. Eat a healthy diet, plenty of good quality protein, healthy fats, berries, fruits, and vegetables. Eliminate grains, no bread, no pasta, no grains, no cereals, no oatmeal. Now I know I have some people, I can hear some people crying. All the way across the airways. I know it hurts, but we are so accustomed to eating so many carbohydrates that people think they're healthy. They're not healthy. You probably have heard that protein containing amino acids are essential amino acids. We can't live without them. And essential fatty acids from oils. Healthy fats. We can't live without them. There are no known essential carbohydrates, period. We do not need carbohydrates. Some may think so. We do need maybe a little bit, maybe 20 to 40 grams of carbohydrates per day, never over 75 grams of carbohydrates per day. But the American diet is in the range of 400 to 500 grams of carbohydrates. That all converts to sugar. And don't eat sugar. So how do you get rid of visceral fat? How do you get rid of all that fat in the abdominal cavity? All the visceral fat is easier to lose than the subcutaneous fats, those fats directly under the skin, because it metabolizes more easily. Get a good night's sleep. Yes, sleep is a major health principle. At least 8 to 9 hours a night. Never, never less than 7. Stop eating any kind of sugar. Increase your protein and exercise. Both aerobic and strength training are needed to reduce belly fat. We have to sacrifice getting rid of the junk food, sleeping more, getting a better quality of sleep, exercising, all the things Americans just don't want to do. But there are more and more people beginning to understand that they can become healthier based on a few choices. It's easy. The principles have been proven. But we have to do it. We have to have the discipline. We have to have the want to be better. We can live a high quality of life, all of our life. We don't want to live longer with disabilities. We don't want to end up in a nursing home, unable to function. We want a good quality of life, all of our life. And we all can do it. It's not anything strange to be able to put all these principles in effect to make more changes. So I'm going to end this program because I've only got a minute and a half before I have to rush out of this door. But I want to talk to you a little bit about what's good for the liver and what's good for hot flashes. Milk thistle is one of the best known herbal treatments for liver disease, including fatty liver disease, hepatitis, and other liver problems. Studies have shown that milk thistle reduces menopausal symptoms. 12-week study compared milk thistle versus the placebo in menopausal women suffering from hot flashes. How does it work? Well, researchers think that compounds in milk thistle are acting like a mild form of estrogen and binding to estrogen receptors while blocking the receptor from activation from more powerful and harmful forms of estrogen. For liver support any time of life, take 100 milligrams of milk thistle with 100 milligrams of French grapeseed extract and 200 milligrams of Andrographis, a wonderful formulation for liver health. And with that, my friends, happy, happy new year. Say a prayer for this crazy world that 2024 is magical. God bless you, my friends, and God bless this great country.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station. Station and on the app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.